Very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Sally J in studio on the brand conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Wow, it's been a long week without having a conversation with you, and it's been quite a busy one, hey? And like Franz and I was saying that today we got thrown a curveball. And you know, when you get comfortable and things kind of go the other way, it can get a bit tricky. And especially if you have set time aside for something, or maybe you didn't, and now you're sitting with all this extra time, and it becomes so confusing, because now you don't know exactly what to do with it. So I think today's conversation is going to play a role in how we can handle life, and how we can handle especially when life hits us with curves. So today we are going to be having a discussion about the importance of managing your time. I'd like to hear from you in terms of, what do you think are the biggest challenges of managing time? Now, just the other day, I was hearing a statement from someone that said, oh, we all have 24 hours in a day, so we don't have, you know, necessarily an excuse in talking about, you know, I don't have enough time, or I don't have the resources. And when this person heard, you know, the statement, they were like, yeah, but my time and your time is different, because maybe you're rich and I come from an unprivileged, you know, situation. So I'd love to hear from you in terms of, when they say we all have 24 hours, the same 24 hours, what is your take on that statement? Do you agree or do you disagree? And like I said, we are talking about managing your time. So I'd love to hear from you. That is on 083-288-401. Let's talk about managing your time. And like I said, they say that we all have 24 hours in a day. What are you going to do with yours? Let's quickly pay the bills and get this conversation started.
There is no queue in internet. Let's keep it that way.
Skip the queue and sign up for our Steadfast, Baratas Fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE packages at the click of a button. Getting connected has never been easier. Easy online sign-up. You've got it. To find out what services are available in your location, visit baratas.africa/NA. Always prepared.
Oulio mnangeshefa na wahara kushivifa oma akuro weo kupitira mohori ke radio station na weo Eagle FM. Enya mkuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
All right, still tuned in on the brand conversation with me, Sally J. Wow, it is the 25th of February today, and today we were thrown quite a curveball. I think Franz and I, we were thrown quite a curveball, and we had to find out, you know, figure out a way in terms of how to manage our time. Now, when you are talking about balancing your productivity with your well-being, it can really be one of the most challenging, but it is definitely the most important element of starting and maintaining a successful career. You know, we are going to be talking about good time management that can help professionals out there accomplish the right amount of work for you to stay energized and, of course, to maximize your potential. So I'm talking about both career and personal. Now, there are many people that are experiencing challenges finding the right time management strategy for their situation. And thankfully, we are going to be coming up with strategies together to uniquely work on all your challenges. So when we are talking about, what are the challenges, what is your biggest challenge in managing your time effectively, and how do you deal with it? Eagle FM, All right. 083-288-401. That is the studio line if you'd like to join in. We are talking about what do you think is the biggest challenge in managing time? Now, we hear a lot of people saying, yeah, we all have 24 hours in a day. But apparently, some of you agree with that statement and some of you don't. Eagle FM?
Yes. Good to afternoon, Sally. How are you?
Yes, my uncle. I'm doing good. How are you?
Go
ahead.
Yes, it's true. It's very difficult.
Why do you say something?
Very difficult. Because maybe because we don't prioritize. Sometimes the problem is that if we don't have a checklist of what we want to do, what is expected from us and things like that, it becomes a very problem. Because you know you have got your social responsibility, your role, you have these academic issues, you have this secular engagement, you know, at work, you have to make sure that you do your work.
Yeah.
There are so many activities that all looking for attention.
Yeah.
So now for you to strike a balance, you must be very disciplined.
I see.
When you are disciplined, then you're not able to at least prioritize, you know.
I see.
Checklist.
Yeah, the checklist.
We always do that kind of thing so that you know, even your self-assessment.
Yes.
So the problem is that we are always, when maybe at work it's a different thing because you are being supervised and you are awesome. What about when you are on your own free woman?
Yes.
Outside there, you just say, ah, this one is not important.
Yes.
This one, you know, that kind of procrastination that we talk about the other time.
Yeah.
So, and all that, those kind of things, you don't attach the value, the importance of a certain activity. And we think that we are going to succeed tomorrow. So the story of being successful is to succeed now. If you put effort and the energy in the activity that you are going to do now, if you have to put a pen down to write a story, just like the way. So now we think that the success is tomorrow or is next tomorrow. So maybe when you have a car, when you have a woman, a wife, when you have children, that's not how it is.
Yeah.
If you cannot succeed now, one thing at a time, now, then you will not have. The challenge, I think I mentioned them, you know, prioritization, lack of prioritization. We don't do checklists. Sometimes it's just fear. Just you are just afraid that if I begin with this one, will I succeed and things like that.
Yeah.
Then all these things hinder us from time management.
Yeah.
And you have, that's why they say time is what? Time is money.
Time is money. And actually, Uncle Bwana, I wanted to ask you, you know, people say that we all have 24 hours, you know, in a day. But then I wonder, because you mentioned money, does resources, certain resources put people at an advantage? Like, let's say, for example, we are both students, but you have a car and I don't. Does a resource make a difference in terms of the time that we all get per day?
Yeah, maybe it might. Because this one might be privileged to this kind of like a car and things like that. But many a times, you know, so maybe in terms of conveniences, convenience, you know, this kind of thing.
I hear you.
But honestly speaking, if you manage your time properly, whether you have time, because now if you have a car, you know the resources that you are going to pay, maybe money, put me in, things like that. Sometimes it might also bring stress. Like me, when I just get a taxi, $13, I get in the taxi, you know, and what. So I don't know, maybe it could be, all I'm saying is that sometimes we don't prioritize and we don't put value to some of these activities because every activity is a process, you know. The first activity will lead you to the actual one, the final one that you need to implement. So if you don't put up with this small managing, people don't normally see 24 hours. So let me give you other people
Thank
time.
Thank you, Uncle Bwana. Thank you so much. All right, you're more than welcome to join in. 083-288-401. They say that we all have 20. Okay, it's not they. It's obvious. It's obvious, right? We all have 24 hours in a day. But like I was asking Uncle Bwana, is there certain advantages, certain privileges that put people at a certain advantage? Like I said, Say now we are both entrepreneurs in the same industry, right? Or let's say we are both students, like I was giving Uncle Buena, and you are first year, you have a car, and I'm a first year, and I don't have a car, so I have to take a taxi. Does that statement still hold power? Or is the one with more resources at a bigger advantage? You're more than welcome to join in. The line is open for you. As we are talking about defining time management problems, looking at the common, the list of the common time management challenges and also looking at fixing them. Uncle Buena mentioned, you know, not prioritizing. He also mentioned that we are not putting value at the things that we need to do. So yes, I'm sure many of our time management problems are individual challenges. Maybe some might be very common, but time management problems are the challenges that we are encountering when we are trying to maximize our effectiveness, right? I'm talking about your career. I'm talking about your personal life. There are many people who commonly feel as if the time available for certain, you know, task, whether it is personal or professional, is somewhat limited, or that the demands on that time exceed what is available. Some people also experience a wide array of perceived obstacles, you know. But fortunately, it is possible to identify and for us to address these time management challenges so that we can start optimizing our career experiences. So let's hear from you. You know, are you suffering from low motivation? Is it that, you know, to inspire your time management, what are some of your common time management issues? How are you fixing them? Now, I posted this thing also online, and I was looking at some answers, and this was now a question specifically even to those that are studying and also have a part-time job, or those that are studying part-time and have a full-time job. And then this person was talking about, ooh, now my internet is, okay, cool, yes. So this person's name is Ron, right? And we were asking, is it possible to be a great student while working a full-time job? And how? What are some of the challenges when it comes to managing your time? Now, Ron says that I can tell you from personal experience of having been a full-time employee while going through school time, going to school full-time. And he said, not necessarily, but he said it can be a challenge to juggle a hectic work schedule with a hectic school one. And when it comes to finding a lot of time to devote to studying, working on assignments, you sometimes have to get creative. He says, for example, I used my breaks and lunches to work on school stuff, and I devoted my commuting on the bus, on the train, and the taxis to read my text, to study, to write, and work on assignments. He said, I stayed up late, I got up early, and tried to find as much free time as possible to devote to my studies. Now, he was saying, were my grades pretty good? He said, yes, but was it easy? He said, no, it was not easy at all. There are so many people that are really talking about these things. Then there's also AJ, who says that after a long time, I get up early morning, no alarms, mostly by 6 a.m. Wow, he is so brave. So he says, don't force your body. Let it have its share of sleep. Just do stretching before even, as you are getting out of bed. Have a glass of warm water or cold water. And he says basically it's just a matter of waking up extra early. Now, for some, it might not work, but for some, possibly it may. Let's hear what you have to say. All right. Now, sometimes, you know, when it comes to motivation, like I was asking, are you maybe suffering from low motivation? Maybe that could be the reason why you're not valuing the time, as Uncle Buena said. Because sometimes if you think about it, finding the motivation to complete important tasks, that can probably be the first obstacle to good time management, right? Like, for example, maybe you might have experienced a situation when you have plenty of time to complete a task, but you don't feel like doing it. So you leave it, it's basically left undone. So the effort may seem to kind of exceed your energy level on a given day, perhaps, or it might have to do with your enthusiasm level for that specific task. So I think Uncle Buena was quite right in saying that the motivation putting the value, because finding motivation is such a common challenge. And I don't want you to be discouraged, because thankfully it is possible to overcome this time management challenge. So it's about trying to identify something about the task that you feel unmotivated. So try finding that something, you know, try identifying that something about the task that you feel unmotivated about, and then focus on that part of the project. Maybe you might also identify ways that your task will help you reach a different, maybe yet a related goal that is important to you. So for example, maybe if you must relocate many shelves of files to make room for new ones, then consider the exciting new projects that will be housed in that newly opened space. So maybe you are a university student, you're doing it full time. So it's about identifying that, okay, I don't really, I always feel a bit unmotivated because I really hate reading. It just takes my energy. But then it's about thinking that, okay, but if I finish reading this chapter and I finish reading it in 2 hours instead of dragging it the whole day, I will have time to do the other things that maybe interest me. So it's about finding that motivation. Uncle Buena also mentioned a very, very huge thing when he spoke about procrastination, which a lot of people suffer from, right? And if you don't think so, then maybe you need to reflect on, do you have procrastination habits? Because this is the most common, it is the common experience, and it is basically you are putting a task off until there is little time remaining before a deadline. And I know the students are the ones that fall prey to this most of the time, right? Where you have your assignment, it's probably 2 months away, and you tell yourself that, ah, I have time, I have time, I have time, until it is Friday, and that, you know, assignment has to be in on Monday. So now you spend the whole weekend, stressing yourself, cramming in all that work. And everybody knows when you're doing things under pressure, when you're doing things in a hurry, you won't really give it your best, right? Because of the fact that you're just trying to get the work done, which is really not a good habit to have, especially if you are a student and we want to excel, right? You don't just want to pass with average marks. You want the best. And that is where I know a lot of students fall prey into, is when you keep putting off until there is such little time remaining before your deadline. And of course, people may procrastinate for a variety of reasons, right? It could include habit. It could be that you are such a perfectionist, or that maybe your goals are unclear. Like, you get those people who are perfectionists, right? I remember when I was studying in Zambia and we were now talking about creating our films, and a lot of the challenges that came up in the film industry is that we don't have the resources, or that the stories are unrelatable. And one of the things that that one of the lecturers had told me was that when you are striving for perfectionism, sometimes it can hold you back from actually starting. And there are some people who will procrastinate a project because they need the perfect time, or they need the perfect moment, or they need the perfect amount of money, or the perfect amount of resources, or the perfect amount of team members, or we're waiting for the perfect weather. There are so many things that you will tell yourself, but they say that the most important thing is to just get started. So it definitely is possible for us to conquer procrastination and, of course, to accomplish all our goals effectively. And when I look at procrastination, for example, I would say one way to address procrastination, it works for me, is to kind of like set a timer for a short period of time and you begin working. So you telling yourself that you can stop at the end of that time if you no longer feel like working. Because I know many people find their momentum continues long after the initial work period, and that they typically don't even wish to procrastinate that task even further. So it's about breaking your objectives down into a schedule that can really help you, and then you put a deadline on each of those. So it's quite a lot that we need to do, ladies and gentlemen. But I hope that by the end of today that you'll be able to look at your time differently. Even your free time on weekends also needs a looking at. You need to look at what are you doing with your time. You know, on weekends, are you doing unproductive things? Are you doing things that are productive to you, like resting or maybe catching up on, you know, cleaning the house, doing the laundry? What are you doing with your time? That's really what we're looking at. Because like I said, we all have 24 hours in a day. But the question is, what are you doing with yours? What is your challenge with your 24 hours? Let's quickly pay the bill, ladies and gentlemen, and then I will be back to give you more.
Shiwana jana mibia na nangecheva veche monori no moshirongo washiche otan shivifira kucha pena manufactures ongecheva tadika monjila ya katana moshakati mekuku industrial area oku akutifa ufila wepungu wonyo kamana no havala ndifa paha usaila anangecheva ileni milandelo ufila weni wonyo kamana tawadika moten kg 20 kg 50 kg ufila to uparifa landave ude omjo dingi denga ke nomola edi konora etatu nano hamano etatu hamano nano nolambari no eari ile konora Hamano nano, balimbali, oyimomwoi, natuno heari. Pena manufactures. Ongechevata yadika monjiro nene yakatana, moshakati, industrial area, nota tifa ufila wepungu, wonjo kamana, batarela ponena.
After months of elbow high fives, turn up the vibes with Tafel Radler. It's beer, but extra. Buy any Tafel Radler today and taste extra flavor. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Oyo mnangeshefa nohara kushivifa oma kuro yokupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
All right, it is 12:30 on your number one talk radio station. And today we are talking about time management and the importance of it. The question is, they say that we all have 24 hours in a day. But I would like to hear, do you agree or disagree? Eagle FM?
Yes, RJ.
Yes, my brother, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks, I'm good. So,
It
has been a while, yes. Are you joining us today?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm joining the topic.
Okay, so what is your take? We all have 24 hours in a day. Do you agree with that statement?
Somehow, it depends on the environment you find yourself.
Okay, why do you say so?
Yeah. Because I'm saying so, because like here in Africa, because they say we have African time.
Yeah. That is true.
I agree with it, because sometimes we do it a different, and then you find yourself. It's like, let me say, sometimes you find yourself even preparing to go for interview. You know that the interview it will be like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you need to be there maybe like 7:30 at least.
Yeah.
But sometimes I find these guys are coming like 8, 5 past 8. Yeah, which is already, you can see that is already late.
Mm.
Instead of, then you have a reason of like, there are too much traffic in the road and what, which is supposed to make up your time. Just imagine. You are there, you are not alone. This is a job opportunity for you, for you to do well.
Mm.
And because now we are rushing. Once you rush, then now, sometimes also like examination.
Yeah.
You are going to write exam, then you come late. Seriously, I agree that we have African time. And I agree also with plans what you say today.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that, we look at the sun. You can see that.
But we all look at the sun.
For us, we grew up in the north. So this is what we used to do because back then we don't have a watch.
Yeah, we didn't have watches.
So, we used to put a stick. That stick, we make it like a cross.
Yes.
And it will make like an air.
Yeah.
Whenever you come there around, you can see that there's no shadow. And then you know, I'm on time.
No, it's very true what you're saying, you know. I was asking Uncle Buana that, do some people have an advantage when it comes to time? Like maybe you have a car and I don't have a car, but we work at the same place. Does that mean that you have an advantage because you have a car, or doesn't it matter? Because people say, like somebody I was telling them yesterday, I'm like, we all have 24 hours in a day. And then the person was like, but Sally, I'm not rich. I don't have a Lamborghini that can take me from here to the next place in 2 minutes, for example.
Yeah, but that one doesn't matter, seriously.
Really?
It doesn't matter. You can have a car or having a bus girl. We are all going to reach at the same time. Or you can have an iPhone.
Yeah.
I can have a Katoshe. We're still communicating.
You see?
Yeah.
So then what's the difference? Is it still just managing your time, whether you have a fast car or no car?
Yeah. Okay. It's all about the time management.
Okay.
It's all about waking up early because you know that that person who's having a car, I cannot compare to yourself. I cannot compare myself to you because I know that to take you like what, five minutes to reach to a workplace.
Yeah.
But for me, because I'm having a bike, probably it's taking me like 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
So it's about me to wake up early than you to reach to my destination on time.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all about you, you know, né?
Yeah.
Life itself.
Yeah.
It's already complete its mission. Wherever you die, you will say, man, I'm still far behind my friend. My friend, oh, they are married, they are what? But your friend are happy? Then you are single, you are talking to yourself now, and your friend is going to home. There is a fire.
Yeah.
You try to avoid not to go any
time. I hear what you're saying. That is so true.
It's all about, it's all about time management.
Time management.
Yeah, for your timing.
Yeah.
Your timing is very important.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Any final thoughts?
That's all, my sister. Have a good day.
You too. All right.
All right, then.
Okay. So, my brother is saying there that, we all have the 24 hours. We really do. That maybe you'll have to wake up earlier. Does that mean that life is, cause I'm thinking, wow, life is not fair. I mean, if I had a Lamborghini, if I had all the camera equipment that I wanted, like a helicopter to take me from here to the next, I would do better. But apparently that's not a good mindset to have. Let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, good afternoon, Charlie.
Yes, good afternoon, my brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay. Are you joining us?
Yes, I'm joining you.
Okay. So apparently we all have the same 24 hours. What is your take on time management?
Yeah, I agree we have all the 24 hours.
Yeah.
But the problem, by technical, we have them. But the problem, where we are different when it comes to management.
True. Okay.
The management is the problem, how we manage it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if we manage it poorly, and we manage behind it, it means that we are different in management.
I see.
That's the problem. If it is taking me 24 hours to move somewhere or say that I have to wake up early so that I could manage my time. But if you are just comparing with somebody who's having a car and you move slowly and then you know the pace of the human being and the car.
Yeah.
There you could not manage. You should do even before if the car is starting the you must go before 20 or 5 hours before the car started. And then that is you manage your time. But in Africa That is our culture.
Our culture, which is bad, probably.
We are poor in time management.
Mm.
Always you go and you find African, we are poor in time management. You won't even, most especially, like only where I see the good management of time, even in your radio, I see maybe Kelvin is the one that they are managing their time management.
I see. So you say some of us, we don't really manage our time because we go over.
Yeah, some they go over, some they go.
It's true. Or some they go, yeah. They go, leave too early.
Yeah, this is like them.
I see what you're saying. So are you saying that when we are talking, African time is, it's not relevant anymore? Are you saying that it's an excuse for us to say it's African time?
Yeah, it is an excuse. By saying, you see, no, it's not an excuse.
Okay.
By saying that, yeah. No, it's not an excuse.
Okay.
What we must do is just to manage our time and do everything on time.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but because of the culture, maybe it's only because of the culture. To blame the culture, which is like that, I don't know.
The African time culture.
Moment,
no?
I say, come at 2 o'clock. And then I came there at 2 o'clock. We waited for other one to come again. Oh, we are still waiting for that one.
Then you get discouraged.
That one who comes at the time on sharp.
Yeah.
Tomorrow he will not come because he know that, no. Even like I got there early. No, the
true.
People, they will wait for those people are coming late.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Therefore, if you come, I start. No matter you are not there, the time, I look to the time, I start. And then you go. Tomorrow, the people of office, they will come on time.
I see what you're saying.
That's the problem. We are not managing the time. And we are so still not. Where are we? Why we are behind so far? Yeah. Because of that. We are always behind the time.
I see what you're saying.
To Africa, it's normal. It will become normal.
But it's actually not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
I hear what you're saying.
It's not a good thing to remain behind.
To be late, right? Because
yeah,
it's disrespectful.
Late, so it's not a good thing.
I hear what you're saying. Thank you so much, my brother. Please take care. All right. African time. I'm wondering, to what extent is African time still a relevant concept, you know, in 2022? Because I hear what a lot of us are saying, and I guess maybe because of our cultures as well, you know, we were depending on our elders. And then of course some of you who mentioned the sun. So it's a very interesting one that I'm hearing in terms of, you know, we all have 24 hours a day. And the question is, how do you use your time? Do you respect your time? Do you think that you don't have enough time? Do you feel like you are not motivated enough to use your time? Or do you maybe not know what to do with it? And it's a very good point that he brought up that, wow, I can come on time, right? But then maybe Uncle Buana or Wanda comes and he says, no, well, I want us to meet at 10. And then Wanda comes at 10:30. So tomorrow I will actually feel discouraged to come on time. Very interesting. Let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM.
Yes.
Yes, good afternoon.
Fine. How are you, lady?
I'm good. How are you doing, brother?
I'm fine.
Wonderful. Are you joining us today?
Yes, I'm joining you.
Okay, so we're talking about time. Apparently, we all have 24 hours in a day.
Yes.
What's your take?
I do agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I do agree. But then coming to like the previous caller saying,
yeah,
in Africa, we manage it differently.
Yeah, is that a good thing?
Yeah. How can I say now?
Yes and
no. Somehow, because now we made it a habit now in Africa, like you're saying, in African culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the fact remains that, you know, just to explain a bit where that African culture came from.
Okay, go ahead.
The problem that brings up the African culture, because otherwise, us who are supposed to attend the meeting or the interview, there was supposed to be no African time. But the problem is, like, let me give you an example of a meeting.
Yeah.
The host, you guys will come. Some people, it's not like everyone will come late. Some people, they will come early. But then the host will come maybe after 1 hour. You understand?
Yeah.
That is where now people are starting saying, no, even if you go early, what is the use? Those people who come late. The hoster, yeah, the hoster, they are the one made things worse. Because every time you go, there's a meeting, no, the governor is coming. It used to happen a lot, even, like I'm saying in Soko, there's a meeting somewhere, then you go to the meeting, you must wait even 60 minutes for those guys coming. Later you hear, no, it's not coming anymore. How do you think?
Are you talking about the fish rod people?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
So what about you know, resources? Like I was asking the others, you know, are there some people that are at an advantage?
In terms of resources?
Do some people have an advantage? Like maybe you, I guess the best example is maybe you have a car and I don't, or maybe your calculator is the one with all the buttons and I have the normal one. And now we are in the exam and we have 2 hours. Are there some people that have an advantage
when it comes to
time, or you don't think so?
No. There is just equal, just time management. Because it doesn't matter if you know you don't have a, like for example, you don't have a car.
Yeah.
Then you must manage your time according to your level. You understand?
Okay.
Yes. Doesn't matter if you have a bicycle, you know, okay, I'll drive this bicycle for 15 minutes to reach that place. So you must manage before you go. If you have a car, because you find people with cars. They are even the one coming late, and you, maybe you walked, you are coming early. You see,
that's management
is the main point here.
I see. Okay. Yes. That's a very good point. I'll remember that, because even people with cars, they also come late.
Yes. just to give you a simple example, you know.
Go ahead.
That time when you were going to school, you are staying next to the school, but you are the one always coming late. You see that?
Yeah, I was like that too.
You can hear the bell ringing, but you are coming late, sweating, running.
Are you talking about me? Because I was, when I was in Ludritz, that happened to me. When I hear the bell, that's when I start running. And then I'm sweating. Oh my goodness. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, just all about time management.
I hear you. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining
in.
Bye. All right. When he started giving that example, I was like, yo, I am being gossiped about. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
You must give us another lecture.
Your line is breaking there, my uncle.
My line is breaking.
Your line is
breaking.
Okay, go ahead.
All the callers have actually made that. You know, the problem is, you know, our colleagues, they told us that there's no hurry in Africa. They told us the African time.
Uh-huh.
And when they were moving forward, and they were living behind the sun, don't worry, there's no hurry.
Yeah.
Like Gabriel said, you know?
Yeah.
So we need to really grow. This one will help us also to even look at the opportunity. Do we really have time? Like you are saying, you have the question. Do you know what to use your time? We know that. If you can just answer that one. 30 minutes, you go to Mahuli Library, you know that community library?
Yeah.
We always put a newspaper there.
Oh, okay.
You go to the 111 Ahenda. Just 10 minutes.
Mm.
Just 10 minutes and go there and look at the Perus like Friday's paper. You don't miss the Friday's paper.
Mm.
Look at what are the opportunities that is there. Do you have time to just to Perus and say they are talking about this legal effort today from morning, they're talking about business, talking about youth money. Do we have time for that to reflect? Well, Gabriel say plan. We don't plan our time. But I need Gabriel's number. To tell him, I know he's listening. I need his number.
Okay, Uncle Bona, I will let him
know. I can give him his mind. I think I've mentioned it many times, but I need his number.
Okay, thank you, Uncle Bona. I was also trying to call you yesterday, so I'll call you later. Okay, take your phone, please.
Yeah. Okay,
all right. All right, 083-288-401 as we are talking about managing your time. I see African time keeps coming up, hey? For those who don't know, some suggest that Africans have no concept of the future. A lot of people have claimed that the relaxed African attitude towards time of being late and being focused on our ancestral past, it actually prevents economic development. So how well do you manage your time? And if you are like many people, maybe your answer may not be completely positive. Perhaps you feel overloaded, or you often have to work late to hit your deadlines, or maybe your days seem to go from one crisis to another, and I'm sure this can be very stressful and demoralizing. I'm sure many of you know that we could be managing our time more effectively, but maybe it can be difficult to identify our own mistakes that we're making and to know how we could improve. So they say we all have 24 hours in a day, but what are you doing with your time? How well are you managing your time? And what mindset do you use when you're looking at time management? Are you using the African time one, or are you using, you know, the real time one that everyone is on? I see we have 10 more minutes left, so let's take this call and continue.
10 moments left.
Eagle FM?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi. With regard to the African time,
yes,
I think we need to be careful that we don't end up in a stereotype hole where Africa is being compared to Europe. Because, mind you, Africa also has 24 hours, but we manage time differently.
Okay.
The European society idea of time has always been associated with the industrialization that they've had.
Mm.
So with the industrialization, they needed to show up at a certain time so that things can be done within their certain culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's an input and an output associated with that.
Mm.
In an African concept, although we also have 24 hours, we have a different way of doing things.
Okay.
Meaning that why I'm saying this is because if we are saying that we have problem of using time in Africa, then it means that the midwives may have also arrived late. Mothers would have lost their children in their tummy because they could not, or in their belly because they could not give birth on time.
Mm.
But you don't hear that. So we need to differentiate how are we judging African time.
Okay.
I'm not talking about how we have now understood African time to be tardiness, lateness, not showing up on time.
Yes.
That is not an African time. That is lack of management of
lack
time.
Lack of management of time.
Which is a very bad character and a behavior.
Okay.
So we know how to manage our time.
Yeah.
Let's talk to our grandparents. Let's see how they've managed time, how they managed to show up on time for weddings, for funerals, and for births.
Mm. So are you saying, I'm sorry to disturb you there, that when it comes to African, with the term now, African time, that we probably use so loosely, are you saying that we've used it as an excuse to not manage our time?
Yes, we have used it as an excuse.
Okay.
The Western people have their reasons why they labeled us as such.
Yes.
But for ourselves, to use it on ourselves, that's
wrong.
Is an excuse.
I hear what you're saying. What about, you know, just looking at, like I was asking everybody else in terms of resources. Is there an advantage for some, like, you know, having a car, not having a car? Is that an advantage when it comes to that statement of we all have 24 hours in a day? Because I mentioned this to somebody and they're like, I'm not rich. I don't have a Lamborghini. So you can't compare my time and your time. What's your take on that? Do you agree with that statement?
Let me answer by saying this maybe. Yes, we all have 24 hours.
Yeah.
Everyone that has been birthed and that has not died has 24 hours.
Yes.
It's the quality in your 24 hours that makes a difference.
Mm.
And it is you as an individual that chooses the quality in the 24 hours. Quality that does not come by the advantage of resources. You make the quality of your 1 hour.
Mm.
You can either choose to sleep less and show up, like the other gentleman said, with a bicycle.
Yeah.
And you that came early with the Lamborghini has also your own risks that the guy with the bicycle does not have.
Mm.
Because you will have to push the pedal to the floor to get to where you need to get to because you've got a fast car. But there are risks associated. So we need to look at the quality in the hour and not the quantity of the hours.
Mm, I hear you. Wow. That is a great word of advice. I really, really appreciate you.
No problem. You have a good day,
Thank you so much, you too. Wow, I feel like we must just end the show here. I think we can just end the show here because it's so true what she's saying, that it's not about the quantity, you know, it's not about I have a Lamborghini. It's about, you still have to get up, right? Because even that person with the car, they still have to wake up. It's not like, the car will wake them up and put them into the car. They still have to get up, right? So even if you have the bicycle, you still have to wake up and put yourself on there. Even the person with the car, they still have to wake up extra early, wake up early and get ready and get into the car. Maybe the people with the bikes are probably even at a better advantage than those with the car because you get to slide through the traffic jam. You know, one of those things. So I really like that how we are looking at this, and I love how we are trying to kill that stereotype of African time, to not use and not let that become our identity. Because, you know, sometimes people can come with their stereotypes and it becomes who we are. And so from there, you can't really change or become a better person because, you know, African time, you know, African time. But I love what she's saying, that let's not wear that title because it's not our actual title. It's a title that people have given us, and now it's become who we are. And now we don't even know right from wrong when it comes to time management. That was amazing. All right. 5 more minutes left of the brand conversation. Let's quickly pay the bills and then I will be back to give you more.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Oyom nangeshifa noa harapu shivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica koshikondoshe ipindi kono rahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono rahita tu natu, bali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM,
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
All right, 4 minutes left of the brand conversation, and today we spoke about time management. How do you manage your time and prioritize things in, you know, in life, in these trying times, in these hectic times? Are time management challenges keeping you from completing your to-do list? Do you feel like there is never enough time in a day? I think we could say yes, especially to that last question. If we could have 48 hours in a day, that would be great. That would be amazing. So yes, it's almost like we have less time. Sometimes it feels like we have less time than everyone else. And that's how I was asking that question in terms of you who has the Lamborghini and me with the bicycle. Is one of us at an advantage? But I see a lot of you are saying that, you know, instead of trying to become a victim of poor time management because of resources, we have to turn things around and really just look at effective time management techniques. And I love that we've all been explaining why people struggle with time management, the main issues, and how to solve them. So whether you are a business owner or a student, time management is so integral to our productivity. I was looking at a Harvard Business Review, and it revealed that the average person is interrupted 50 to 60 times a day, with 80% of those interruptions being unimportant. So a positive distraction now and then, of course, can help you improve your ability, right? But psychologists also talk about how we can use distractions to break bad habits and minimize stress and anxiety. Because when you are running late, or especially when you don't manage your time, you are full of stress and you are full of anxiety. And I hope that today we've been able to break some of those bad habits and adopt new ones. Let's take this final call. Eagle FM. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, hello.
Yes, hi. sorry, can you please switch off your radio?
Switch off the radio.
As a belief.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I wanted to give my comment on time management.
Okay, go ahead.
I think the example about some, like, I'm a student.
Okay.
So with the example of somebody having a car and you not having a car.
Yeah.
I don't think that is some, I don't think materialistic advantages can affect your time management, because at the end of the day, it's all about your mental capacity.
Okay.
Somebody may have a car, yes, and I may be taking a cab every day. That is fine. But at the end of the day, your mental capacity is not affected by that, because somebody who has a car may not be as bright as you may be, and mm-hmm. you are taking a cab.
Mm.
So it's, and I'm not trying to say that there are some people who aren't
who have a car, but they're not smart.
But I'm just saying that yes. your brain can add as an advantage to okay. how you manage your time.
Okay.
And with the African time,
yeah,
I feel also that it's also just a mindset as well. We've made ourselves accustomed to
what
African
you choose
time,
to do with
at the end
how
of the day, 12
yeah.
o'clock
hour,
12 per o'clock,
day,
1 o'clock,
that is,
always
at the end of the
o'clock.
Day, that is going to be an issue for you. So if you tell yourself, no, because I'm an African, if the person says 1 o'clock, I can go there, 3 o'clock, at the end of the day, you are putting yourself at a disadvantage. And that's
yeah.
where we become so accustomed to procrastinating that we don't progress at a scheduled time, because we believe that late is always on time.
I hear what you're saying, yes. No, it's actually, I love what you said there in terms of, you know, 12 o'clock is always going to be 12 o'clock. And yes. that, you know, that materialistic things are not an advantage to you arriving on time. And I love the fact that you're a student and you came in, because you represented all of them today. So I want to thank yes. you so much, and hopefully we can have more conversations like this.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
I very much. Glad that we had that you had this
this
time management
conversation. Thank
yes.
you so much. Please take
Thank
care
you
of yourself.
Very much. Likewise.
All right. Bye. All right, it is that time for me to say my see you laters and make way for the rest of the team. Coming up is On the Radar with Andrew, and Rudolph is also going to be joining in.
Yes.
Andrew, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Sally.
you
I
forgot
get used
my
to,
name,
no,
Ward.
I didn't forget your name. I just get used so much to saying Justicia
okay.
because she's my partner in
yes.
all this. So. I was about to say Justicia, and then I realized, no, it's not Justicia. And
yeah, she's cuter than me in any case. So we were talking about time management.
Mm.
I want to hear from you. What is your personal like challenge when it comes to time?
The mornings.
The
I'm
mornings.
Not, I'm not a morning person at all.
So you take longer.
Yeah,
to...
I've got like 6 alarms. I have that one that wakes me up, and
nine.
Then I tell it to just snooze, and then I have another one. That, yeah, so
yeah.
I've got like 6 alarms just to wake up.
So yours is like 6 o'clock, 5 past 6, 10 past 6.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
those ones.
Goodness.
Yeah, I have those
oh,
ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One more statement before I go. They say that we all have 24 hours. Okay, not that they say it's obvious. We have 24
hours.
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you think that some people are at an advantage? Like, for example, if you have a car and I don't have a car.
Yeah, I think,
okay.
I personally, I've heard that from a lot of successful people, that
yeah.
statement. But I somehow just don't agree with it. We all have the same 24 hours, but we all don't have the same privileges and access to things. And of course,
yeah.
there are people who have risen, from poverty to,
yeah.
being, but sometimes it's also about opportunity. Sometimes it's about luck. And, you know, it doesn't always go, you're not guaranteed
yeah.
to be successful just because,
You have a car,
mm. or you are walking, and mm. you try, and you know, sometimes it's about the access that you have to certain things. So
I
yeah.
see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's my view.
All right, thank you so much. That's it for me. I have to hand over to your latest news updates on the radar. I will see you later tonight. That's on Off the Hook, and tonight we are having a discussion about bad breakups. So join in from 11.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Audio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-4.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times.